Okay, so still to come this morning here on the program, we're going to have our friend Pastor Tom back with us. Now, you were off for a couple of days last month.
Yeah, when you guys were talking about this.
Yeah, Ravi Zacharias. Mm-hmm. And his ministry that has been left behind is trying very hard to make amends in light of the revelations about Ravi Zacharias.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk with Tom about that. He's been staying on the story. So he'll join us at about 7:15. Well, Gabe, temperatures are falling right now along with the rain. We're down to 46 right now at the Akron-Canton Airport. Still 48 here at the studios of Heartfelt Radio in Barberton. And that rain is definitely coming down. Seven 16 on a Thursday morning. I'm Mark.
I'm Gabe.
And he's Pastor Tom. Tom Repke with us again. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
You know, I'm glad that I got my bike ride in yesterday, given Andre's forecast for today. Goodness.
Well, got to talk to you about that, because if you don't follow Pastor Tom on social media, Gabe, you saw it yesterday.
Yeah, I saw him. Well, I saw you. You were on a bike, but I guess you had stopped because there were a bunch of turkeys.
Yeah, not to be confused. I think you can tell which one's not me, right? But yeah, I did a loop out past our airport, and it was the funniest thing. I came down, you sort of climb a hill, and it goes to the left and heads north, and all of a sudden I see, I don't know what you call, is it a flock of turkeys? A gaggle of turkeys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was about 15 of them crossing the road right in front of me.
Whoa.
And I just jokingly, as I rode by, just said, gobble, gobble. And they started talking to me. So I thought, you know, I've got my GoPro. And I love the playfulness of God in those moments, because I take my GoPro just along with me just to capture, you know, the day and some, you know, to capture maybe something coming the wrong way at me, you know, just in case.
Oh.
But more importantly, to capture what God would show me in the day. And I wasn't going to take it, because it's a hassle sometimes to mess with it. Sometimes I just want to ride. But sure enough, I stopped, and they actually, two of them came down out of the field and came right up to me. And I don't know if it's because I was wearing my rotary sort of multicolored cycling jersey or what, and we had a conversation. It was the most extraordinary thing.
Oh my.
Just like Dr. Doolittle, Gabe. He talks to the animals.
I don't know about that.
They must have seen something good in you, Pastor. They said, that's the pastor over there. Let's go talk to him.
Well, I mean, it was kind of funny. One of my former students in the youth ministry days, Ted on Facebook, said that, just so you know, those are both Toms, and you know, hunting season's in a month. So.
Oh. Well, I was just going to say, all you have to do is tell them, do you know how good a cook my wife Melinda is?
Right. I was thinking, I'm like, they're very bold to be approaching humans, you know.
Yeah, but I'm not sure I'm one for wild turkey. So anyhow, we'll see.
Well,
but yeah, it was fun.
It is 7:19, and let's kind of turn the topic a little bit serious right now, because, Gabe, while you were gone, we had a very interesting conversation with Tom about a heartbreaking topic.
Mm-hmm. So, Pastor, can we do a recap of what you guys talked about previously before we get started on what's going on right now?
Right. We had just started, and basically what prompted it is the Ravi Zacharias' ministries had released a 12-page report, basically responding to, they had hired an outside firm, the allegations of just, you know, some really disturbing things about Ravi. Now, Ravi passed away early last year, and so, and part of, you know, Melinda and I actually were at Passion, where he spoke in front of 65,000 college kids in January, which was probably the last time he spoke publicly, at least in that kind of a venue. And he, you know, he's such a well-known, in fact, I don't think in contemporary times, he probably would be known as the greatest apologist for the Christian faith. And it was known worldwide, but just disturbing on the allegations. And actually the allegations go back to 2017, and the ministry took and sort of denied those. But I think what's extraordinary, we've all seen this, right, with the fall of Christian leaders. You know, Ravi was accused of all sorts of improper conduct with women. And so at first it was denied, and then they've done a full investigation and are now pivoting in a way that I think is it's encouraging in the midst of the brokenness. And that, you know, that Sarah Davis, Ravi's daughter, who's the head of the ministry, released earlier last week sort of a follow-up response to say, okay, here's where we're going. And it's pretty extraordinary, I think.
Okay, Tom, so you've brought us up to speed. Now let's, I saw this report from Ravi's daughter. What is the ministry doing now, besides changing the name to, I guess, in a way, are we talking about restitution in some way?
Well, I think it's interesting in the first paragraph, and it's they actually released this on their Instagram page, which you just think about how the power of social media. So that's where they just thought would they get the best result in terms of letting people know. But the last sentence in the first paragraph says that as they go forward, they're going to seek to walk a path of repentance, restitution, learning, and serving. And then, immediately the board has said the first thing that they're concerned about is to undergo first a thorough and independent assessment and of management practices, realizing they had some other things. And then out of that comes the idea of how do we offer care and justice and restitution for those that have been victimized by Ravi's abuse.
Tom,
and so
okay, yeah. Go ahead.
No, and so they actually have retained the a woman by the name of Rachel Dellenhalder, and there's a link on their webpage that you can actually reach out to her confidentially. And I think this is amazing when you think about the things we've seen, the brokenness in leaders within the church. That I think this just really encourages me in the midst of the brokenness.
Not only leaders inside the church, but leaders outside the church. I mean, we've all been paying attention to what's been going on in New York in the last couple of weeks with their governor and a consistent pattern of denial there. And yet there are still women who are coming forward. And for a ministry to take a position like this, in the midst of all this hurt, there is humility. And I think this is going to be a helpful step. And maybe, just maybe, Ravi's family can provide a guidepost maybe for the future for other ministries.
Absolutely. Right. And I think that's one of the important parts. I mean, even think about, he's a publisher, podcasts, videos. I mean, part of what they're doing also is all that content's going to disappear. So you think about book royalties and just, what that really does in terms of their security. So we want to pray for Margie and Sarah and Nathan and Naomi, the children. Margie, I just don't know how a wife of her character walks through this, because obviously she was unaware of what was going on. And I think that's the most troubling thing. But again, it points us to the fact that we're all broken. And I think part of the story too is that when you realize that Ravi was traveling 200 to 250 days a year, that's just not good, because he's not tethered, right? He's got the ministry, but he doesn't have, I think, the local church. And that's where I always want to go back to, because that's where you live in accountability. And if you're doing life with somebody, this stuff really can't be hidden very long. So.
Wow. Well, thank you for recapping that for me, because I had missed the first time. I had no idea that his the daughter is what she's kind of leading the ministry. Is that?
She is. She's actually the CEO of what's called the Zacharias Trust, and so an institute rather. And so you have this the brand ID and all these things that are out there. And I'm humbled to watch, because we've all again seen it over the years. Just whether it's in the church or outside the church, normally there's a denial. And again, it's about pointing to the gospel, the hope of the gospel, because the church is not far from these kinds of things. I mean, I think there was back in the 300s, the Dottinists were people who said anybody who was leading within the church, they were people of impeccable character. And I'm going, I don't think that's the way that the gospel's modeled. That we start from our brokenness. That doesn't mean we can't offer truth. And I think that's the part that, okay, so how do we do the whole apologetics thing now, losing, you know, the insight of Ravi's talents. Yes.
Wow. I think what you guys said, I know, Mark, you said about humility. I can't even imagine, you know, being a minister's daughter who, you know, and my father has passed away. I couldn't imagine, you know, having to deal with that. Someone that you, I'm sure she respected and loved so much, you know, our dads can do no wrong in our eyes. So I just really applaud her and the family's humility for, you know, taking this approach. That's really amazing.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, you know, again, it's going to be interesting. Now they're going to pivot the organization. They're going to take the name away. So it's no longer be, you know, have any association with the family name.
Wow.
And they're still working on that. And then they're going to, you know, turn their resources, because they do have, you know, there's good men and women there that were doing great work, that, you know, they've got a network of even from the idea of philanthropy. So they're going to take their resources of instead of, you know, supporting the ministry in one direction, they're actually going to go and support their first priority is obviously the abuse victims. But then also, you know, to even reach out to others that, you know, have been abused, to help create a sense of restoration and, you know, and bringing people back from having been taken advantage of.
Well, Tom, thank you for keeping on this story for us. Mm-hmm. Could you wrap this up for us right now as we pray for not only the victims, but for Ravi's family as they continue to try to deal with the wreckage of what has been left behind?
Sure. Let's pray. Father, we're grateful that in our own brokenness, we find restoration at the foot of the cross. And so we're mindful today as we've looked to this great man. But the results are that we need to look at you, and that he was as imperfect as each of us. And so we pray for Margie and the children. We pray for the shining example they're trying to be to how to respond to these things when they're revealed. And we just, Jesus, pray that you would be lifted up in the midst of this to show that our hope is not in our teachers, in the Bible scholars, but it's about what you've brought to us. And in the season of Lent, as we walk towards Passion Week and being reminded of your coming to earth and taking on flesh and then offering up that life to restore us, we are so grateful. So bless us in the time that we have today going forward, the work we have to do, and may we each bring the kingdom to those that we come in contact with to offer the power of the gospel, the hope that we each have of what you will do in us, even in spite of our own brokenness. So thank you for that, Jesus. And we pray it through the Holy Spirit in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Tom. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And
blessings.
And to you.